Okay, you're back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP, and of course, this is the Christina Liu Show, which is the highlight of my Fridays. However, this morning does start off on a sad note. It's May 1st. Yesterday was the 30th anniversary of Christina's 30th birthday. April is over. And I can look at her face, and she is distraught. This weekend is coming up, and she's saying to herself, what am I going to do?
It's downhill from
It's downhill from here. Downhill. Exactly. Just starting off, a couple of things. Judy Bosworth on last Sunday was at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Shelter Rock for a climate change fair that was going on. It was so well received. And when she explained all the stuff that this town is doing from a green perspective, water and recycling, and I just saw recently recycling the boat plastic.
Yes.
Stuff that nobody pays attention to, and that just gets hauled and junked away. The initiatives that are going on, really, it's, you know, it has to happen. We all have to take care of this stuff, and in this town is really exemplary in trying to put its best foot forward, you know, caring for the people. And it was so well received, the event and Judy at the event. I mean, they were so pleased that she would come. But that's Judy's personality. She does her best to get around and support everything. But it really was a very, very nice time.
Yeah, so, you know, and speaking of all the initiatives, this weekend is the big EcoFest celebration that the town, it's the 10th annual EcoFest, which I can't believe it's been going on now for 10 years.
Is it really? Wow, I've gone to that.
So it's Saturday, May 2nd and Sunday, May 3rd from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and that's at Clark Botanic Garden in Albertson.
Okay.
Which is a beautiful place in general. And, you know, it's funny, David and I were talking earlier about promoting fun events that you could do with the whole family, with your grandchildren. So this is definitely a perfect day for you know, the whole family to go to. There's crafts, there's lawn games, there'll be musical performances. And what I think is amazing, which has been a success in the past, there's Eric's Reptiles, and he brings all different
snakes.
Yeah, and you get to touch them to chill. So, I mean, it's definitely a big hit with the kids. And there's going to be the Hip Pickles, which they'll do this whole drum performance. And it's just really to show all the great things the town has done.
Right, okay.
You know, for safer and, you know, to keep it cleaner, the town. So it's go with your grandkids. It's definitely a fun day.
It's
hopefully the weather should be beautiful. So
it's such an important thing. And actually, down the road, we're going to have on the show Jerry Landsberg, who's the commissioner of the sewers in Great Neck. Mm-hmm. Because this is touching into Echo. That's why I want to say two things. One, the chemicals that go into the lawn is one of the number one contaminants of water.
Yes.
And so he'll be on talking about that. And then also, we're not going to be able to get this fella on for a while, but it's Cherry Blossom, which is a landscaper. No, but you know, it's very important because I've heard this, you know, this is scams. When people think they're getting one thing put on a lawn, but it's a cheaper, toxic thing. And it doesn't hurt. I mean, actually, I'm going to give out a number because we don't endorse anybody. But for this landscaper, it's 516-287-3318. That's 516-287-3318. And the importance, it's consequences. I talk about consequences in my newsletter at different times at work. People want to save a buck, and the guy says, oh, you can do this. And you're putting poison. I mean, Long Island, with the number of breast cancers, at one point we have to wake up. And I don't know what the answer is, but at least if you try to do your share.
Right.
You walk through the lawn chemical department of any sort of Home Depot or whatever, and go to that's percolating down to the aquifer.
Yeah, that exactly. And I didn't pay attention. Judy was talking about it, and then I happened to be with the commissioner for a different thing, and he was saying that is there's two huge events, that and its dog urine.
Really?
Those are the two biggest contaminants because it just goes into the ground.
And soaks in.
And it's going right into the water. And I never
thought
about that. Just all these pets.
By contrast, we use a tree service this spring. Layman, they've been around for years. It's usually the spring garlic juice.
Right, absolutely.
Or soap and water. Or just plain water.
For what?
For the trees and shrubs.
Oh, really? Okay.
And they put, what do we call it? There's an insect that eats other insects, and they put the egg case out, and they'll come out.
Oh, okay. Praying mantis.
Well, you know, I think if everybody does something. You know, not obviously, you know, there you can't do everything or, you know, it's endless. But if everybody just did a little something, it goes a long way, you know, because everyone thinks like, oh, you know, what am I going to do that's really going to change something? But if everybody,
right, I agree
you know,
with
just
you.
Took you know, one step to do something.
All right, I'm going to bring in California because they're in a terrible drought. We have a daughter and grandchildren out there. People move out there to it's essentially a desert. What do? They want to establish a nice green lawn.
Right.
If we could get people thinking differently, that you don't have to have a half acre of green grass to have an attractive house. You can have shrubs. You can have ground cover. At the Yes We Can Center in Newcastle, it's ground cover.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not grass.
No, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's just, but the town, I think, really is educating. I mean, just what you said now is just, I never would have thought about that.
I never did
either.
I mean,
that's really, and it makes so much sense.
Conceptually.
You know, when you actually think about it, like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's on liquid. It doesn't have to go for
So I'm doing my part. I do not have a dog. So
okay.
I'm doing my part, guys.
Hey, you're talking about what the town does to for the environment. I don't know where the other towns, but we have the STOP program.
Yes.
Which is great.
Absolutely.
One of the things you can do, I've done this several times, you can bring all your collected sensitive papers and watch it being shredded.
Wow, okay.
Old income tax returns, all that. It's great. It's really terrific. Plus, you can get rid of old pharmaceuticals instead of flushing them down the toilet. And paints. And chemicals, really. I don't know whether other places have it, but
no, it really is. And we're actually going to have in June. There's an organization in Manhasset called CASA, and they wrote a long time ago. We had a pamphlet called "The Power of a Grandparent," and it was about how you know being a grandparent, you could really sometimes you have more influence on your grandchild and just educating them about prescription. You know, because if they're in your cabinet, you know, you have all. So it's just taking. You know, and having that conversation, and it's really an amazing organization. So they're actually partnering. They've done this a bunch of years with the town for the STOP program, and they're going to have a whole thing with the Take Back Pharmaceuticals, and it's really just, you know, it's definitely, that's another, I'm telling you, the town, it's endless, and that's what this segment, I think, is here.
Here in the town, we've been very forward-thinking and the things we do.
Progressive.
Right. That's what it is.
Yes,
that's what somebody told me the other day. It's the truth. Yes. Because the UU is a progressive organization. They said, this town is as progressive as us.
Yeah.
And it's the truth.
And I definitely reckon the STOP program is always a big favorite. It's just, I mean, it's so nice to just bring things that need to be shredded.
Where does that go? Where is the STOP program?
It's usually at Bar Beach.
Oh, okay.
Over there?
Well, the first two were at Tully Park.
Yes, but I think the upcoming ones
at Bar Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, I can get all the dates for you, but it's just great. Because I said, you know, I left, I have a little shredder, you know, that I try to shred things. But I said, the little shredder, you know, dies in 2 seconds. I mean, you forget it. It's like burnout. You start smelling.
Right.
So
sure.
You know, you're able to, you know, save your stuff and go drop it off.
Yeah, and you can watch it.
Right.
It
lifts, there you go.
And you drop it in a bin and it lifts up.
Yeah.
And you can watch it go.
Wow, okay.
You could probably bring your grandkids to that and they might be amused by that too. there you go.
Yeah, that's true. Excuse me. Yeah, any of those mechanical things, especially the boys, they love it. It's just like up and down. I agree with you.
Yeah, so there you go. And another fun event from May 4th to May 10th is Children's Book Week. So this is another great thing I think you could do with your grandchildren. And it's going to be there's going to be an event at the Dolphin Bookshop. And I don't know if either of you have been there in Port Washington.
I've heard of it. I've never been there.
It's an amazing little bookshop. It's on the corner.
They do things.
They have tons of events and book clubs and book discussions. It's a really beautiful place, and you know, it's right by the water in Port Washington, so it's definitely nice to go there now. But on Sunday, May 4th at 4 p.m., there's going to be this event where there's going to be
Sunday, May 4th?
May 3rd.
May 3rd. At 4 p.m. There's going to be the New York Times bestselling children's author Gordon Corman. And evidently, Gordon, I was reading about it. He has a swindle book series, and it became a Nickelodeon show. So I'm sure your grandkids might not know it. I think it'd be fun for the grandkids, and he'll be there talking about the book and doing signing. And he wrote a lot of books for young adults as well. So it should be a fun thing. And Judy will be there as well. So it's definitely something worth going. And checking out that Dolphin Bookshop is adorable. It's really just a great little spot.
That's right, Marin Main Street, right?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It's right on the corner. When you're turning, you'll see
I think
it.
I've seen them like in the newspaper, the local papers, that they do like cafes and different things just for.
It's really real. We actually had them on, I guess like a couple of years ago. When we first started, we had them on the program.
Okay.
And it's just a great, great place.
You know, and the nice thing about that too, it's getting kids to do something with their parent or grandparent and to read though.
Right.
Everything is
absolutely.
TV. We're talking about that before. Everything is TV and computer.
Right.
You know, read a book.
The interaction.
Yeah.
Generational interaction.
That's what I think is just so important. And I think, you know, I mean, everybody loves it. And that's what, you know, I know Project Independence is going to be working on too, is just creating more intergenerational programs. Because I think it's definitely great for the whole town in general. It's just combining, you know, all different age groups. So it should be great. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, that's super. Actually, even the intergenerational thing, like, you know, I watch my grandsons when my son-in-law's out of town. You do, and you know, you do affect them, or you have an effect
on
them.
Yeah.
But if the town now starts to, there's so many things that it's like, something like this, I can take them on Sunday.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Let's take a ride over there. If it's just for adults, then it's like, I can't go to it because, the baby's at home.
And it's such a nice little place. You know, like I said, it's right by the water, and there's all different little shops. So you can
then you can make an afternoon.
It's really
perfect.
A very great thing. Another amazing thing we've been promoting is that the building department has been providing different educational series. So the upcoming one is going to be What to Know Before Selling Your Home, and it's going to be offered at a bunch of different locations. It's good. On May 6th, it kicks off at the Manhasset Public Library. May 12th, the Hillside Public Library. May 20th, the Shelter Rock Public Library. May 27th at the Yes We Can Community Center, and June 2nd at the Port Washington Public Library. And I think it's just great. You know, you'll get to learn different permits that you might need or certificates. So it's, you know, a lot of seniors, you know, are downsizing. I know we discussed that on the program. So it's just getting everything
it's important.
Situated.
Yeah. And actually, I'm just going to throw in here 311.
Absolutely.
Christina's giving you a lot of dates and times. I have them written down. Mm-hmm. But if you're listening, obviously you're driving in the car or something, just call 311. Whether you're looking for the Dolphin Show or the building department stuff. Lauren does a lot of work on this stuff. She's wonderful. She's been on the show. This makes sense for people to go to.
Yeah, one of our previous guests, Sandy Polinsky, talked about that. People don't realize that something might have been done in the house and it was done without by a previous owner.
Right.
Without a permit. Then you go to sell the house and where's the permit for that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I said. So this way you know everything you need to know.
That's right.
So you don't have any questions.
Yeah, I agree.
It's such a headache having to deal with that. You know,
last minute, right? Yeah.
Actually, we're going to be going to a break in a second. I'm going to throw something in from the Port Washington Advisory Group that one of the fellows there gave me a letter in reference to a letter that's going around in Port Washington asking, very cute letter with a little flower drawn on it. I'm very interested in your house. Would you give me a call? And
that's all it said?
Yeah, I know. The name and address of a person. And what it is, and this has been talked about once before in the scams. So if David calls me, I say, I'd love to see your house tomorrow. I can't. Why not? I have to go to my grandson's from 12 to 4. Well, how about 6 o'clock? I may not be back by 6. Okay, then we'll make it for the following week. Now I know.
Are they doing it to all?
Well, two people got
selling,
it. I have no idea. It was cold. Carl got one who's a member
house,
of that group.
Right?
And another woman who, Sue.
Yes.
Sue, she got one. Two people in one meeting got one.
Wow.
And then once before, somebody said these things, and it wasn't from a realtor type person where, you know, you get those cards with a picture of the person I'm interested in buying your home.
Yeah.
And then somebody said, this has been going on, that then when they get you out of your house, they just come in.
That's right.
Because they know exactly where you are. You say, no, I have a meeting that day or I'm at work.
Right.
And it's going, because what if you were maybe interested?
Right.
Say, you know, I might be scaling down.
Yeah.
Go back to everything we say. You got to reach out and call somebody.
Work with a real estate professional.
That you know.
Yes. Well, you know what? I think that's what's so great about those advisory committees is that you're able to share that information.
Exactly.
You know, so it's definitely.
Right now, we're going into a break. I just wanted to share that. We're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.